Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in one day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, we are going to be doing a bonus episode. You know what? I have never done this, and I thought it was such a cool idea. So here's a little bit of backstory on how this is going to work and what you can expect this week. So I obviously work with a lot of private clients, and I help restructure their finances and their wealth and their taxes and everything like that offshore, and help move them offshore to be expats. And we're doing a special book of case studies. And I thought, you know what, the best way to go about this is to interview some of my favorite clients and ask them what the experience was like. But it's going to be really difficult if it's me who's doing the interview for them, because, you know, maybe they won't want to open up, or maybe they're going to try to save my feelings, or I'm not sure. So I thought, you know what, let me get one of my staff members and have them do the interview. Well, these turned out so great that I thought we would turn them into little bonus episodes so that you guys can really hear from people in their own words what it is like to move overseas and be an expat and to go through this entire process. So I asked one of my team members, Susan James, to conduct some interviews and record them. And that's what you're going to hear in a moment, is a interview that she did with these private clients of mine, what their experience is like, what their transformation is like, what the struggles were like, and I think it's going to be very enlightening for you. Now, if you want to become a private client, if you need help with this or some assistance in going offshore, then all you need to do is go to our new website at expatmoney.com, and up in the top right-hand corner, you will see an orange button that says Work With Us. You click on that button, there is a subsequent letter. Read it. Do not read it on your mobile phone. It's quite long. I will prepare you. Read it on a proper computer with a proper screen, settle in, read this, because it really describes the business that I do and how I help people and what's involved and what's not involved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have a full picture of things. If this sounds like something you need help with, then you can go to the bottom of it and there will be an application form to work with me. Anyways, this is a case study by Susan James. Enjoy, and I'll let you dive in. Let's go for it.
So let's start by telling me who you are and where you're located.
I'm Joe from San Antonio, Texas.
I'm Stacy from San Antonio, Texas.
Wonderful. Okay. So let's go back to the very beginning of this whole process. How long ago was it? And how long did it take you to sort of hire Mikkel?
You know, Susan, about 15, 16 years ago, I guess 2006, Stacy and I knew that we wanted to probably live or do some kind of expat life. We just weren't sure how or where. And so we ended up traveling to Panama with a large group that was having a convention there for people like ourselves, Americans, Canadians, people from around the world. They were going to meet in Panama and go through everything A to Z. So we went to that and we liked Panama City. We were only in the city. And all of that, that whole dream, all that got tabled with just life issues, things that came up, things that happened. About, I think I met Mikkel February of 2020, I think it's been about a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. But during this whole time and process, we continued to look at different publications, different subject matter experts, all of the people that are out there on the internet. And at one point, Mikkel's name came up. And as I started researching Mikkel, all I found were positive things about him. And what was different that I thought was different about him was it seemed like he wasn't really advertising to the entire world. He was different from everyone else that I had researched or read or subscribed to over the last 15, 16 years. So I think it was about 2 years ago, I decided to give him a call and gave him a call and started talking to him and found out that I guess he was branching off on his own and doing his own thing. And we decided to become private clients. And everything changed for us. Not only did he make the whole process incredibly simple, relatively inexpensive, hooked us up with some great, great people in Panama City. We thought we would try Panama first. We weren't really sure whether it was going to be Mexico or it was going to be Panama or someplace in Europe or where. We just weren't sure. So since Mikkel was in Panama, we thought, well, let's try that. We know Panama City. We've been there once before. And we started the process. It was right at the start of COVID, I believe. So it was lengthy, dealing with the State Department, documentation, all of that sort of stuff. But we got through that, dealt with the attorney that he put us in contact with, the bankers he put us in contact with. Seamless process. We ended up traveling to Panama City a couple of times for different immigration issues that had to be resolved with the attorneys, the banks. I think we got everything resolved and got our permanent residency in 9 months or something.
Something like that. That or less.
Yeah. And so the entire experience has just been really, really incredibly great for us. Not only have we met many other people in this expat community that Mikkel has set up and formed, really great, interesting people, all walks of life, all age groups. And after we got residency in November, Panama City permanent residency, we spent a couple of more months there and came back to San Antonio. We have family, kids here in Texas and in the U.S. And so we're not really sure if Panama is a place that we want to actually set roots at. We know Panama is a place that we want to have in our portfolio of locations, plan Bs, places to go to and have easy accessibility to. But we're not sure that's going to be number one. So we're going to now try Mexico. And we're hoping after the first of the year, we'll start working with Mikkel on Mexico as well.
Great, great. So you had a good interaction with Mikkel first right off the bat, and he helped you do all kinds of things. So you mentioned the service providers, Italy's and all the other people. They were all great. They answered your questions, no problems. Any problems with any of them?
Not one problem. These people were they were just unbelievably helpful, resourceful, made all the processes easy for us from immigration. Going through the immigration process right in the middle of COVID, in the middle of the summer, was pretty amazing. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of people at the immigration offices, everyone masked up. And this attorney that Mikkel hooked us up with, she had her people on the ground waiting at the immigration offices. They would put us on the queue and then they would call us and tell us when it was time to show up 30 minutes before our appointments. This didn't happen once. This happened 3, 4, 5 different times. He definitely has the best people in his circle to do this.
Cool. Okay, so let's talk about Mikkel himself and about who he is as a person. Did he do what he say he would do? Like, is he an integral human being? Is he honest? Like, your honest feeling of Mikkel as a person?
After about 3 months of dealing with Mikkel, I was just impressed and amazed at not only the integrity and the honesty and his knowledge for such a young man. Mikkel knows about everything, not only about the expat community, but about international finance, and was able to connect us with some additional people that are involved in different financing resources, and all that has been fruitful for us. It really has been a great experience. I consider him one of my best friends today.
Stacey, anything to add here?
Oh, I can add a lot of things. Actually, I know the very first conversation that we had with Mikkel, I have to agree with Joe. He was so specific. He made it so easy because there was so many thoughts in our head. It's so abstract in many ways. He made it so real. It seemed seamlessly easy for us. Yeah, the most difficult process for us was really dealing with the entities here in the United States and getting the paperwork together. But Mikkel was, he was just so on point with everything that it really made it, we knew exactly what we had to do next. Every step of the way, every person that we came in contact with was so easy to work with. It made us so comfortable. And for us, honestly, it's like gaining a new family, not only in a country, but with Mikkel and his family. It's like gaining a whole new perspective on things. So it has, it's been a great process.
And you know what? I think we all feel that way. Me, Mikkel, Melissa, everybody feels that way, that this is a community we're building. This is like, it's so great. And every time someone new comes in, I feel the same way. And all the things that will happen going in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, everybody's included. I just love this, you know. Great. Okay. So let's say you have a friend and they're thinking of doing this process. Would you tell them to use Mikkel?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mikkel's one-on-one, personalized, concierge type of service. I couldn't find that in all of my research over the last 15, 16 years. And I had no idea that it was going to be more than just immigration and banking. And he just brought so much more to the table than what we expected.
Cool. So, I mean, you still have to come back and finish up some things, but it took you this long to get here. How do you feel now that this part of the journey is done? You're Panama, you got Cedula, you're permanent residence here. You know that you can trust Mikkel to do Mexico, help you with Mexico. So how do you feel at the end of the day? You know, are you sleeping better? Are you happier? What's that feeling like? Are you still stressed? What's going on in the head?
Just knowing that we have a permanent residency in Panama, knowing that we have friends there, knowing that we have a bank account there, knowing that we have access, that we can just pack up and walk and we can leave today or tomorrow if we want to or need to and stay there indefinitely. That's a huge, huge advantage to us, especially during these times.
Cool. Okay. So we're basically at the end of my questions. Either one of you, is there anything you would like to say to somebody that you don't know that is just has heard a podcast and you can't actually talk to them one-on-one? What would you say to them? Because what we're going to do with this transcript is we're going to put it into a book and we're going to send it to people that are thinking about it. And so what would you say to them that would help them make that decision and move forward?
What I can say is that in the 15, 16 years that I researched all of this, I never found anybody that delivered the type of service that Mikkel delivers and had no idea that he was going to deliver so much more than just that. Anyone that makes the connection with Mikkel today is lucky because Mikkel is doing this now and he wasn't doing this just a few years ago or wasn't doing his own business a few years ago. But I would say take the leap of faith and do it. Mikkel's not going to lead you into the wrong direction. He's got all the answers and you're going to get a lot more than just the personal client services. I mean, it's just a vast, vast amount of knowledge that he has in many different areas of finance and immigration and attorneys and everything.
Cool.
Money well spent.
Cool. Yeah. Stacey?
I like Joe's terminology of the leap of faith because a lot of times we're afraid to do that. We've thought about doing this for so long. I think if anybody has the inclination or the feeling that they should do it, this is really the right time and the right person to be doing it with. because there's not one thing to lose. We don't feel stressed. I don't know that we felt necessarily stressed before, but we feel like we've opened up so much more of the world to ourselves. We can make choices for ourselves anytime we want to get up and go. If something happens, we don't feel any fear. We feel we did it exactly at the right time. People shouldn't hesitate if there's any part of them that's considering it. Mikkel is the right person to do it with. They'll have a whole new world and a whole new community and family. And that's priceless.
It really is. And you guys know you're part of the community. And I've already said it. It's why we do what we do. And it just gets bigger and bigger. And when you guys come in March, we're like, look at all these new people, you know, like, and it just, everybody's included and it's wonderful. So I want to thank you both for giving me this little bit of time. And I really, really appreciate it. You will help lots of people in this little interview. So thank you.
Okay, I am sure that you have heard me talk about it. We were able to acquire expatmoney.com, our new website. We started completely from scratch. Yes, we still have the expatmoneyshow.com website, but it's really being used just for the podcast itself. But obviously, this is much bigger than just a podcast. A podcast is great, and I love this podcast, and I love everybody who's listening to this. But that is only one small piece of the puzzle. If you go to expatmoney.com, our brand new website, you will see a new blog, new webinars, tons of different resources to help you, as well as a shop and a place that you guys can get special consulting services if you want to work with me, if you need a helping hand on this. So go to expatmoney.com, expatmoney.com. Check out the new website, bookmark the website, subscribe to everything there, and it's going to be amazing. I'm super pumped about it, and I hope you are too.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.